I know there are serious issues with fan behavior in soccer games over in Europe. We have discussed it at length here on the channel. There are instances of real racism that take place. But the story that I'm about to share with you guys today, it makes it difficult for skeptics to believe that racism is an actual problem over in Europe. There's a reason that cops will charge women who make false claims of sexual assault. Making a false claim like that, it makes it harder for real victims of sexual assault to come forward because they're afraid that they're not going to be believed. It's the same type of situation here. Back in March, Rangers midfielder Glenn Kamara, he made an accusation of racism against Slavia Prague midfielder, and I'm sure I'm going to mispronounce his name, but Slavia Prague midfielder Andrej Kudela. During that game back in March, Glenn Kamara alleged that Kudela told him that he was a monkey. Now, I took some time to see if anyone could corroborate this story, if anyone else on the field heard this take place. Now, from what I can tell, no other player on the field heard it. That doesn't mean it didn't happen, but just no one else heard it. This is a he said, he said type of situation. Andrej Kudela, he vehemently denied this accusation. There was no hard proof, but of course, that didn't matter. You know the political climate that we're living in 2021 when it comes to accusations of racism. Innocent until proven guilty goes right out the window. UEFA ended up fining Slavia Prague, forced them to play home games without fans in the stadium. They also suspended Kudela for 10 games. Now, you guys know how I feel about them making fans not allowed to be in the stadium. I don't understand how punishing 60,000 people over an accusation is fair. I don't see how that's fair. Doesn't make sense to me, but what the hell do I know? Earlier this week, the Rangers were in the Czech Republic to take on Slavia Prague. Fans were still not supposed to be at this game. They're not supposed to be in the stadium. However, it seems that UEFA made an exception here. They allowed children 14 and under to come watch this game. Kids. There were around 10,000 children in the stadium for this game. Now, I would imagine that there were some parents with them, too. I can't imagine children 14 and under were allowed to be in this game without parents supervising them. During the game, every time Glenn Kamara touched the ball, he was booed relentlessly by the kids. Now, you guys probably know where this story is going. Rangers manager Steven Gerrard, he said that he didn't hear any of this booing while the game was going on. Keep that in mind. Now, of course, Glenn Kamara says he did. He's filing an official complaint with UEFA. Why? Why is he filing an official complaint? Because the booing from these school-aged children, that booing was racist. Yeah. Fans booing an opposing player is now considered to be racist over in Europe. I've read about 10 different articles on this story before making this video. I wanted to be 100% sure there wasn't any actual racism from these kids towards Glenn Kamara. I couldn't find any evidence of it. Trust me, if there were racial slurs or chants, Glenn Kamara would have made it known after the game. He didn't. He said he was upset that fans were allowed in the stadium to begin with when the punishment from UEFA was supposed to ban fans from this game. But the booing from these kids, it triggered Glenn Kamara. I'm skeptical as to whether Glenn Kamara actually heard the booing during the game or if he was just told about it afterwards. His manager didn't hear it. Steven Gerrard admitted that he didn't know about the booing until he watched the game tape. Either way, let's just assume for a second that Glenn Kamara heard the booing during the game. How is that racist? Back in 2011, LeBron James was booed every time the Miami Heat went on the road. Were NBA fans racist? No, they were pissed off over the decision. They were pissed off because LeBron went down to Miami and formed a super team. What world are we living in where children are not allowed to go to a soccer game and boo the opponent. Like I said, most of these kids were elementary school age. They were all 14 and under. And kids that age, elementary school, they don't see color. My two nephews are young. One of them's 4 years old. They don't know anything about race. Hell, my two-year-old nephew, he doesn't know the damn difference between a boy and a girl. I know what Glenn Kamara is trying to allude to here. He's thinking that these kids are pissed off because he made an allegation of racism against Andrej Kudela, and they're getting back at him by booing him every time he touches the ball. They even booed him when he left the field late in the game. But even if that's true, do you think kids this age really understand? More than likely, the only thing they understand is one of their premier players was suspended for 10 games because of something that Glenn Kamara did. That is the extent of what they understand. What Glenn Kamara is doing here is the definition of a stretch. This is a victim mentality. Oh, I'm getting booed by the opposing team's fans. They must be booing me because I'm black. Or they could be booing you because you play for the other team. Professional soccer in Europe is at a crossroads. It's getting to a point where FIFA and UEFA, they are being pressured to not allow fans to attend games, not because of the dangers of the COVID, but because there might be a handful of fans who don't know how to behave themselves. Glenn Kamara said it himself. He said the regulating bodies in soccer are not doing enough to combat racist behavior from fans. But he doesn't offer any solutions. What the hell do you want UEFA or FIFA? What do you want them to do? Outside of banning fans from attending games, what can they do? Are they supposed to put a member of security on every single row, listening for anything that could be construed as racist? Sparta Prague and the Czech Republic as a country, they are fighting back against this allegation from Glenn Kamara. They are pissed that he is going after their kids. And you know what? At this point, with the information that I have available, good for them. Like I said, I could not find any evidence that these kids were behaving inappropriately. It seems to me Glenn Kamara is victimizing himself because he couldn't handle the fact that he was getting booed by a bunch of kids. It's going to be interesting to see how UEFA handles this situation. Glenn Kamara and the Rangers as a club, they are filing complaints. In my opinion, UEFA already overreached the first time with the punishment they gave Andrej Kudela. It'd be one thing if they had actual evidence against him, but they were just going off the word of Glenn Kamara. Now you have Glenn Kamara seemingly making unfounded accusations of racism against kids. What is UEFA going to do? They're kind of stuck in the middle. If they punish Sparta Prague again, there's going to be outrage. If they find zero evidence of racism from these kids and do nothing, the woke media in Europe will claim UEFA looks the other way when things like this happen. Anyway, you guys let me know what you think. My viewers over in Europe, you guys know a whole lot more about stories like this than I do. You guys know the backstories in soccer over there. So give me your thoughts on this situation. Do you think there's any evidence that these children were racist towards Glenn Kamara? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.